buhay kong ito nag-iisa lang sa mundo. Dati nasaktan ako, takot nang magtiwala. Ayoko na sanang umibig pa. Ngunit ika'y
okay, sorry.
Yeah.
How about that?
No. Blue? Okay. Magandang magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Magilo namin tagasbaybay ng Samutsari. Ito po si Ate John na nag-aanyayan sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Siyempre po ngayon, ito yung kasama ko ngayon na namiss ko ng matagal na matagal na matagal. Si Manang Trini. Kumusta na, Manang Trini? I miss you so much.
Oh, hello, Ate Jo. Thank you so much. Yes, and I miss radio very much as well. Yes, I am back. Hopefully, this is for good. Babalik na naman po ako. So, maayong hapon kaninyong tanan. Ug daghang kayong salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa atong kadasimana nga programa sa radyo. Every Sunday po tayo from 4:20 to 5:20. Isang oras lang po tayo. So, huwag nyo po kaming mamiss, ha? So, kung gusto nyo po kayong, kung gusto nyo pong tumawag dito sa estasyon para makisali po kayo sa kasiyahan namin, ang phone number namin ngayon is 09-815-8100. Is that right, Ate Jo?
Yes, 815-8100. That's correct. Yeah.
Yes. So, bibigyan po muna kami, po namin kayo ng isa pang magandang awitin galing kay Basil Valdez. At ito po ay Gaano Kadalas Ang Minsan. Enjoy po.
gaano kadalas ang minsan lang kamahagan. Sindalas na rin ang dami ng bituin, waring walang hanggan. Dahil sa labi ko'y laging mararamdaman, kahit sandali halik mo'y dumampi. Gaano kadalas ang makapiling kang minsan sa kisindalas nang walang wakas, saglit mang magpisan. Dahil sa ganong paraan lang mag-iisa, magsasanib ang dalawang ang hanggang maagay magwakas. Pagkukunwari itago man ay lalabas, at minsan kang matuklasan hapdi walang kasindalas. Gaano kadalas ang minsan mo akong saktan, kahit minsan lang sa aki para bang walang katapusan. Gaano kadalas ba ang puso'y namamatay? Gaano kadalas, gaano kadalas ang minsan? Dahil ang pag-ibig kong hindi rin lang wagas, mabuti pa, mabuti nga, mabuti ang hanggang maagay magwakas. Pagkukunwari itago man ay lalabas, at minsan kang matuklasan hapdi walang kasindalas. Gaano kadalas ang minsan mo akong saktan, minsan lang sa aki para bang walang katapusan. Gaano kadalas ba ang puso'y namamatay? Gaano kadalas, gaano kadalas ang minsan? Gaano kadalas, gaano kadalas
gandang awitin naman niya na talagang bumabalik yung aking kabataan, ha? Hindi ba?
Oh, totoo yan.
Eh, yun pa naman boses ni Basil Valdez, eh, talaga namang...
Ay, timeless yan.
Oo.
Timeless yan.
Oo.
Yeah.
Very.
Yan. At dahil dyan, I suppose, we are going to our local news. Kate Stewart, suck it up, Oakland. I've never been a fan of that U.S. mantra where they declare themselves the greatest country in the world. It smacks off the phrase, the lady doth protest too much. It is said so often, you can't help but wonder if they're trying to convince us or themselves. And that's assuming you believe the moronic claim that bigger must mean better. But on a smaller scale, we have our own self-proclaimed superior city to deal with, Oakland. And I think the term super city has gone to their heads, causing them to believe they matter more than the rest of us mere mortals. Having lived there for the best part of 20 years, I feel qualified to write about it. I successfully took 2 or more buses to get to school every day, visit friends, or go ice skating, and survive the government-imposed careless days, all without crying like a bitch to media about how hard done by I was.
Since the storms hit most of the country last week, I've had to endure the never-ending whinging from many a Jaffa complaining about a bit of bad weather and longer than usual power cuts. With a story of 100,000 Aston Martins stranded in flood waters qualifying as heartbreaking news. Or this headline, on day four, nerves fraying, answers demanded as thousands still without power. Poor diddums, how positively draconian and stone age. I am surprised there wasn't a How to Survive Without Your Arty-Farty Coffee Machine guide published. But the worst had to be the ongoing saga of the couple with triplets, nauseating and emotive to the max. As a mother of multiples myself, I, again, feel qualified to speak. Cry me a freaking river. Welcome to the real world, dearest. And triplets or three singletons, what's the friggin' difference when it comes to a little old power cut? Grow a pair and suck it up like those in nameless and faceless New Zealand towns and cities have done for decades without public complaint. What do you hope to gain by bitching about it so publicly? A crowdfunding page for emotional distress? Stop being so precious. Had these stories occurred anywhere but Auckland, they would never have seen the light of day. Take the life-changing earthquake in Christchurch. People lived and managed without power, water, or functioning toilets in far worse conditions for weeks and months on end. They just got on with it without the need for public pity party. During these latest storms, entire homes outside of Auckland were totally destroyed by tornadoes, but the enduring news story is the powerless superpower, a.k.a. Auckland. The temperature drops to below 6 degrees in winter or rises about 25 degrees in summer, and the rest of us are tortured by headline news reports of unbearable weather conditions resulting in the sellout of hitters or fans. God forbid overindulged Aucklanders should have to shiver or sweat like common folk. And can you imagine the outrage in carless days were reintroduced to this new breed of inhabitant? There'd be rioting and anarchy. We're talking about a self-entitled population that would rather crawl along at 15 kilometers per hour in the cars they think define them than lower themselves to make use of perfectly good and probably quicker public transport. It's bad enough that the rest of the country has to subsidize their sorry asses in the many, forgive our French, in the many schemes that are implemented to make their sad, congested, overpopulated lives easier. But on top of that, they have the gall to expect our sympathy when they're faced with what many of us would consider average weather events. And what if Aucklanders had to experience the number of earthquakes the rest of us have to contend with? We'd never hear the bloody end of it. They may live in the largest city in New Zealand, but that doesn't make them any more worthy. Those days without power may have been better spent in gratitude, appreciating just how much we small-town yokels bankroll them. The spoiled brat look does them no favors. Hashtag Oaks or Dorks. Oaks or Dorks. All right, and that is the news for our local news for this afternoon. Goodness gracious. There you go. May katotohanan naman.
Yeah, it's really true, you know.
Yeah.
There was really a time na walang heaters. Walang electric fans. Mm-hmm. We were selling electric fans, but yet we ran out. Mm. We're all sold out, you know. Mm. So, lahat ng mga establishments, I don't want to mention the establishments, but wala talaga na sold out lahat.
Oo nga, kasi parang everyone is like buying the stuff. Natatawa nga ako, Ate Jo, kasi yung, di ba, walang kuryente. So, Nagkataon pa naman na yung barbecue ano ko eh nasa labas siya. So windy.
Ay, hindi lumipad.
So wala din akong mapaglutuan or magpag-initan or something.
Yeah.
So pumunta ako sa mga doon nga sa mga establishment na yeah. Run ako agad na bumili ng little yung ano ba? Oh, camping.
Yeah, camping
yeah. Gear.
Mm.
So ayun. Hala, nawalan kaya yung establishment na malapit sa amin. Ubos. Punta na naman ako sa ibang ano.
Oh, goodness
Punta
gracious.
Punta ako ng Inders. Sabi ko, why I didn't buy this one before? Kasi I was, nag-ano kasi ako sa barbecue. Meron kasi siyang gas sa side. Mm. So I can still cook it.
Yeah.
But since nandun siya sa labas, I can't. Kasi yung sa amin kasi is bush kami.
Yeah, and the wind as well.
And the wind is so windy.
Yeah.
Di ipasok mo.
Uh-huh. Namamatay man siya.
And di ipasok mo nga.
And di nawala yung cover nag-cyclone.
Hindi nabasa siya. Yeah. So I think, hindi yeah. nagagamit.
I think I know where Kate is coming from. But yeah, instead of looking at the downside.
Yeah, the negative always, side of things. Yeah.
But like my husband was saying, oh, this is good. Kasi wala kaming power.
Mm-mm.
But this is good. It actually keeps us all together in the lounge and talking about something else rather than watching TV.
Or yeah, fiddling with your phones and browsing the internet.
Well,
know?
I don't even have a phone because it's namatay. Walang charge.
Oh, nga.
Well, there you go. So wala talagang phone, walang technology, walang TV. So at least we spend time with each other.
Yeah.
So,
yun.
So my husband said, oh, we should have this more often. Yeah, so now I know how Kate feels. Anyhow, I think we have Jai on our line for our Bulilit news. Hold on a second, Jai. Jai, you're there?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, Jai, what you've got for us this afternoon.
All right. Good afternoon to all our listeners. This is Jella, your Bulilit reporter for Samut Sari Cultural Radio 104.6 FM with some news and events. On Wednesday, 25th of April, from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., coming up is the Anzac Day event at the Auckland War Memorial Museum, where visitors of any age can come and be able to reflect on the war and its impacts on today's life. But you can also go to listen to the music and poetry going to happen in the program and explore the commemorative spaces that they will have. More information about this can be found at www.aucklandmuseum.com. And on the Saturday, 28th of April, though, is going to be the Games in the Park at Cornwall Park, Green Lane Road, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can bring a picnic, friends and family, and especially a good competitive sport spirit. There will also be many equipment to use there, so it will surely be fun if you like that. Their website is www.cornwallpark.co.nz for more. Also on the 28th is the Kids Club, every 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and continuing every Saturday until the 14th of July. It takes place at Mission Bay Pavilion, 44 Tamaki Drive. Go with kids to have fun with face painting, cinema, and more exciting activities. Head to the website missionbaypavilion.co.nz for more information about this. But, well, that's all I have for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Jai. So, yes, Anzac Day pala, no?
Oh. Yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Very well done. Thank you so much, and we'll hear from you again next week.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, you better. Thanks. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, so that was our Bulilit reporter. And for this time around, shall we play a nice music again, or what have we got for?
We'll give them another music.
Another music, okay. Again, from Basil Valdez. Ano ngayon ni Basil? Exclusive kami
araw
ngayon.
Ni
Basil.
Oh, okay.
Kasi, yeah, araw ni Basil Valdez ngayon dito sa amin. Ano kasi, diehard fan si Ate Jo. So, pagbigyan namin si Ate Jo. Okay.
Thank you. rising sun. Comfort me through all the pain that life may bring. There's no other hope that I can lean upon. Lead me, Lord. Lead me all my life. Walk by me. Walk by me across the lonely road of every day. Take my arms and let your hands show me. Inside your love, lead me, Lord, all my life. You are my light, you're the lamp upon my feet. All the time, my Lord, I need you there. You are my life, I cannot live alone.
Ito na po ang ating Samutsari Philippine News. House Bill 7229 seeks to protect the country's tourist spots. The House Committee on Tourism has approved a bill which seeks to protect tourist destinations in the country from environmental issues. Last Saturday, Representative Luis Torres Gomez, Committee Chair, said she filed House Bill 7229, or the proposed Philippine Sustainable Tourism Act, to address the Filipino people's clamor for resolution and action, especially on issues of environmental degradation, public health, and to prevent future cesspools. Boracay, a resort island in the province of Aklan in Western Visayas and a major tourist destination, was described by President Rodrigo Duterte as a cesspool because of the worsening sewerage conditions in the island. Its six-month closure from rehabilitation is scheduled to start on April 26. Gomez said sustainable tourism was no longer a choice, but already a new norm. The Philippine Sustainable Tourism Act will offer a paradigm shift from our old ways of doing business in the tourism industry. Therefore, we must all band together to protect the industry that has helped lift our country's GDP, or the gross domestic product growth. The United Nations World Tourism Organization defines sustainable tourism as tourism that takes full account of its current and future economic, social, and environmental impacts, addressing the needs of visitors, the industry, the environment, and host communities. The proposed measure creates the Philippine Sustainable Tourism Council, which would convened by the House Committee on Tourism and would have the responsibility of achieving and maintaining sustainable tourism. It would be composed of members of the House and Senate Tourism Committees, the Department of Tourism, Department of Environment and Natural Resources, Tourism Infrastructure and Enterprise Zone Authority, Department of Public Works and Highways, Department of Health, Department of Trade and Industry, National Economic and Development Authority, Department of Interior and Local Government, Department of National Defense, Department of Finance, Department of Budget and Management, and the local government units, among others. Ayan po. Ayan. Isa sa ating Philippine News. Meron pa ba? Meron pa isa? Philippine News?
Wala na.
Ah, wala na. Okay. Maya-maya po, yun namang ating showbiz balita.
Yes, of course. Ayan.
Yeah. Kung tanda pa ninyo si Dina Bonnie B, may balita tayo dyan.
Ayan. Yes, of course. Maganda yan. So, I think it's about time, ha? Huh? We're moving to the right direction for being sustainable, no? Sa ating tourism.
That's right. Kasi naman, nadideplete na nga naman yung mga resources natin. So, it's about time na, no, mayroong measures to be put in place, you know?
Mm-hmm. Lalo na yung mga magagandang island natin na parang unspoiled pa ba. Tapos, tulad ng Boracay, ano? Ang Boracay before, it was nice and you know, talagang malinis ba?
Pristine.
Yeah, pristine.
Talagang maganda. Uh-huh.
Ngayon daw, too many, ano na daw.
Oo, I know.
Yeah, tapos.
If you have seen the news sa TV, sa dito sa Oakland, sa mga TV 1, 2, 3, it is shocking. Mm. It is not, you know, it's not good.
It's not good anymore, huh?
Yeah.
And now we, a lot of tourists now going to sa ano na pumupunta na ng Palawan, El Nido, Coron. And
Coron.
Those are the pristine places again na talagang hindi pa masyado bang nasisira because of tourism. Mm. So we really just have to make sure that we preserve the beauty of it ba?
Hindi ko maintindihan, Manay Trini, ano? Ang tourism, it's meant to bring money or income, you know, not only to the place but to the locals, ano?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. How come na may money na may perang dumarating and yet hindi na nagagawa ng paraan yung dapat gawin, di ba?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Katulad na lang kung, you know, just simply yung mga tourists na, you know, I don't know if everybody's doing it, pero you know, you have to be mindful kung saan ka magtatapon, kung anong mga binibinta natin dapat nire-recycle, hindi lang basta-basta tinatapon sa dagat.
Sa kasi
yun naman talagang hanap buhay ng mga locals doon. Mm. Kung walang beauty ng lugar, paano na? Wala nang mangyayari.
Wala nang income sila.
Wala nang income talaga. Mm. Right. So, may mga specials tayo ngayon?
Sa Planet Earth. I mean, Planet Earth Travel.
Yeah.
So,
sige.
Yan.
Oh, baka gusto mo mag-travel, Lisa. Sige na.
Oo nga, sana kami ni ano eh. I mean, si Trini, okay na siya.
Naku si Manay Trini, please pigilan mo na siya, no? Matagal na siyang nawawala rito. Please.
Uuwi kaya yan, mga end of October.
Ay, palagi naman yan, October.
October talaga is uwi time ko yan.
And then, it's a nice month. It's a good month.
Yeah.
Walang ulan. Hindi masyado mainit.
Yes.
At saka nandun lahat yung mga prutas.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Ito naman sa planet, special nila ngayon, Philippine Airlines naman ito, Auckland to Manila. Fly direct to Manila return from $899 New Zealand dollar on Philippine Airlines. The fastest and only direct from Auckland to Manila. Flying three times weekly, Monday, Thursday, Friday from Auckland until 30th of September 2018, then back to Tuesday, Friday and Saturday. Sales end is until further notice, can be withdrawn without advance notice. Ano ba yan?
Mm-hmm.
So on departure niya is until 30th ng November. Routing Auckland direct to Manila and vice versa. Economy ticket valid for a minimum stay of 30 days, minimum 2 days stay. Ano ba yan? Inclusive of fuel surcharges, applicable airport departure, taxes in Auckland and Manila, inclusive of travel agent and ticketing fees. Special condition apply, of course. Seats are subject to availability. Includes 30 kilos check-in baggage and 7 kilos hand carry, meals and entertainment, shared large monitor. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Hindi pa kasi ako nakasakay ng PAL ba?
No, PAL?
No, ticketing.
Nakasakay ka na? Oh, yeah.
Ticketing within 24 hours of booking. Refund, non-refundable at all times. And my charge, change fee naman is 300 New Zealand dollars. No show is 200 New Zealand dollars applicable for bookings not cancelled 48 hours prior to departure. Ticket must be upgraded to the next available higher airfare, and a fare difference will be collected at the extra cost. For more info, you can ring them at Customer Care Service 0800-111-31, or you can email them at reservation@planettravel.co.nz. Ayan.
Tapos ito naman po ang ibang isa pang special galing sa Planet Earth Travel. Ito naman po ay with Cathay Pacific. Ito ay ang kanilang Asia Special Fare to either Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, and ito na po ay return. 999 lang po. Just under 1,000. Pero diretso na yan ang Cebu at saka Clarkfield. Ngayon, ang sale po nito will end on the 27th of April. So that's another week. Ano na ba ngayon? Yes. So, 27th of April.
Next
so, maybe
week.
a few more days. Yeah.
Next week.
Tapos, ang departure po nito is last day to depart New Zealand is by the 7th of December. You have to leave New Zealand by that. So, when can you return? Okay, that's a good question. All right. And then, ang route po nito is Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, or Clarkfield, and vice versa. This fare is for return economy class, which is valid for 3 months. Inclusive na po ito ng fuel taxes at saka applicable departure airport taxes. Now, ang pricing po nito is subject to availability. Inclusive na rin po ito ng travel agent booking and service fees. Meals and entertainment are all inclusive at saka 30 kilos check-in baggage at saka 7 kilos hand carry. Ang ticketing po nito is within 24 hours after you confirm the ticket, but regardless of the travel dates. Ang date change po nito ay may bayad po ng $200. Refund prior to departure. Bakit ito? Prior to departure, a fee of $500 applies. No, also that so my refund na $500 if prior to departure you cancel.
48 hours.
And then no refund after the departure date.
Mm-hmm.
No show is $500 applies. Mm. So ang stopover po is permitted in one direction only, but most collect Hong Kong taxes. So pag mag-stopover kayo, you will be charged, I think, another airport tax.
Okay.
Kung mag-stopover ka ng Hong Kong.
Which is, do you know how much estimated cost of
I'm not really
tax?
Sure kung magkano na yan ang Hong Kong taxes.
Yeah, because it's just stop over there.
Mm.
Will they do refueling or
No, that means you can actually stop us. You can stay there for a few days if you want
to. Oh, really?
Yeah, and, okay. then you, and then you carry on to Cebu or Manila or, yeah. So you're allowed without having to pay more.
Oh, okay.
In allow nila, but one direction lang. It's either going there or coming back. Yeah, you can stop by in Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get more information about that. Again, their phone number is 0800 11 11 31. Or reservations at planettravel.co.nz. Now, speaking of our flag carrier, no, ang PAL. First time ko nag-travel last
year.
Kailan ba yun?
Last year.
last year nga. January. Yes, January.
No, this year.
January.
This year.
Oh, this year.
See? Sa dami-dami mo na nawala rito. Nakakalimutan mo na.
January this year, yun ang first fly ko
I remembered October.
Yes.
October kasi iba yung sinakyan mo.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. All so right. January this year. Yes, okay. So pumunta kami. The PAL, I think, service-wise, PAL airline crew is the best in so far na nasakyan ko.
Really?
In terms of service.
Okay.
Yeah. Kasi
what about the food?
The food, they're all yung mga yung mga food natin,
okay.
like adobo, ganun.
Yes.
Yeah. It's airplane food. What can you expect?
Yeah.
Unless you want to go first class.
Business class.
Or business class. And then the food there is different.
Yeah.
Pero, typical airline food is no better. It's no worse than the other airlines. Mm. Pero, ang sa service lang talaga. I think it might be because we're Filipino and we can speak to them in our own language. But I find them very, very approachable. Tapos, I think they're the best. Yung just
service.
Customer service nila.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I it doesn't bother me so much na walang individual screen.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay.
So I it doesn't really bother me a lot at all. So okay lang pag walang individual screen. My shared screen, hindi yung malaki ang pinapagana nila. Yun lang maliliit na every few seats may maliliit sa itaas.
Okay
naman din. You know, you can watch that if you want to, pero you would rather sleep anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You just relax and close your eyes, no? And then by the time na you open your eyes, nandun ka na sa destination.
Exactly. Napakaganda kasi, dire-diretso talaga.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, ayan, Manila ka na. So you don't stop over anywhere, you don't get off,
diretso na doon.
Yeah, so diretso na. Which is really,
nice.
Really good. And I feel na talaga, ang dali-dali ng flight.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm. Madali lang ang flight kasi nga, hindi ka na bababa.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. Is it in Melbourne or Cairns?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. It's
not
direct.
Anymore. No, direct
wow.
Na talaga.
That's
na talaga.
Alam mo, mas matagal pa yung ibibiyahe mo from Manila doon sa destination mo sa hometown mo.
Yes, that's sa totoo lang. Yeah.
Ang init pa.
Yeah, sa totoo lang. So now, it's really good now. So PAL Airlines, they're doing a good job. Yes, ayan. So, ano bang balitang pang showbiz natin dyan?
Ay, eto.
Ayan.
Kung tanda pa ninyo si Dina Bonnaby, eto po. As an actress, Dina Bonnaby has practically run the gamut of human emotions, particularly in drama. From teen drama Underage and 14, family drama Magdusa Ka and Tanging Yaman, political cultural drama A Dangerous Life, Gumapang Ka sa Lusak, Magtanggol ang in American Adobo, and adult drama Kapag Iginuhit ang Hatol ng Puso at Noon at Ngayon. In retrospect, the veteran actress thrives in relationship-driven dramas that explore human spirit. Dina is banking on her treasure trove of roles essayed on the small and big screens to give Debbie Bermudez Almeida her doctor character in the Kapamilya soap The Blood Sisters, a life of her own. Perhaps it gives hope to people who are not able to have kids of their own, said Dina when the star asked about surrogacy, the issue where the dramatic narrative is against. Juxtaposed. Is that how you pronounce it?
Anonymous.
Yeah, Juxtaposed. Juxtaposed. Okay. Yeah, that's the one.
We'll trust you.
Yeah. Parang siguro napapaintindi sa kanila na hindi kayo magkakaanak, may solusyon. The Blood Sisters mirrors a trend that are medical fertility treatment options available to some couples that wish to have a family of their own. What Debbie does not know is the triplets named Erica, Carrie, and Agata, all portrayed by Eric Gonzalez, are not hers. This could put a huge strain on Debbie's marital life with Norman, played by just Tony Alarcon. But later on, baka maging palaban siya. She could be feisty because her husband Norman lied to her. Then Cherry Pie Pikachu as Adele, the housekeeper turned surrogate mother, also lied. Dina gave viewers some foreshadowing of what is to come. Kumbaga, just Tony and Cherry Pie made love para makabuo ulit ng baby kasi nawala na yung egg na inimplant sa kanya. Masalimuot ito. Sa niloko nila ang character ko. Maybe in the future, Debbie will fight back. Meantime, Debbie remains the doting, career-oriented mom to the Tres Marias. You know, it is interesting because it happens in real life. Dina said of the Blood Sisters and its sense of realism. Just recently, we saw a documentary on three brothers. They were separated at birth. Hindi talaga sinabi ng mga magulang na triplets pala ang anak nila. Enchong D uploaded it on our Viber account na nangyayari ito in real life. They only met one another when they saw each other in the university.
Oh,
sabi niya sarili niya, it is possible to happen.
Yeah.
Medyo masalimuot yun ano yung soap opera yung The Blood Sisters.
The Blood Sisters. Yeah. I actually watch that every day.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Sa ang mission mo Manay Trini next Sunday. Sabihin mo sa amin yung update, okay?
So ano yan sila tatlong magkakambal na they don't really know each other. They don't know each other at the beginning. So they just found out that you know they have they have sisters.
Oh,
so
okay.
One grew up with Dina Bunivi,
mm-hmm.
and that's called Carrie. And then the other one grew up with
another family
with Cherry Pie Pikachu. And she's Agata.
Agata. Okay.
Yeah. And the other one grew Erica. Up. See, Erica grew up in the streets.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she got stolen. When she was a baby, and then you see nobody knew that these three, except for Cherry Pie, that these three kids. Si Cherry Pie lang talaga ay nakakaalam na tatlo ang binuntis niya. Not Dina Bonivere, not just Tony Alarcon knew that there's three of them. So ang akala nila isa lang. So pinakaw nila yung bata thinking na isa lang ninakaw na nakapunta na sa kay Dina Bunivi. Tapos yung nagnakaw sabi nandito na ang bata, sabi naman ni Gistone hindi nandito na sa akin. So hindi ko anak yung kininakaw mo. Ayan. So nilagay niya ngayon sa basurahan. Iyan si Erica.
Ayan. Boy, sad. Masyado naman sad.
So very sad. So si Pano, and it's only Erich Gonzalez nga. The three of them is Erich Gonzalez.
Tatlo yung character niya.
Yeah, so different characters and it's a very, very good story. Because it can happen. It can happen, yeah.
Nakakaiyak ba, Manay Trini?
Hindi naman, pero you can feel na goodness gracious, you know, why didn't you say, and that's true na kasi nagplant ng egg nga si diba, Dina Bunivi kay Cherry Pie.
Cherry Pie.
Hindi yun nakabuo.
Oo.
Ngayon, nag-ano na kasi si Cherry Pie saka Gistone talagang magkasintahan at university.
At
university.
Okay.
Tapos naghiwalay. Ngayon, si Cherry Pie naging maid ni Dina Bunivi. Si Dina Bunivi, at saka Gistone ngayon ang nagkatuluyan.
So, she didn't know. Dina Bunivi didn't know that.
Tapos, hindi nila alam na si Gistone at saka si Cherry Pie nag-mate talaga. Just to buo ng child.
Oh.
Kasi si Dina Bunivi hindi makabuo.
Oh.
So, di na binibigyang may diferensya. Ayan. Kaya yan.
Talaga naman. Nakakayak naman.
Yeah. So, maganda naman. Anyway, so, ang community news natin ngayon is, well, it's not news really. It's Earth Day ngayon.
Yeah.
Ah, it is. Yeah. Earth Day.
That's
okay.
Why si, ano, sina si...
Kaya si Tita Virgin wala ngayon.
Kasi nag-tree planting.
Nag-tree planting. Just to contribute to our environment. Ano. Okay. So, ano ba talaga ang Earth Day?
Oh. On Earth Day, it it pertains to the environment, I would say.
I think so. Sabi dito, each year daw, Earth Day falls on April 22nd. 22nd pala ngayon.
Mm-mm. Yes, it is.
Okay, there you go. Marks the anniversary or the birth of the modern environmental movement in 1970. So, ayan. So, 1970 pala may huge movement about protecting the environment. Kaya tinatawag nila ngayong Earth Day. Ayan. So, and it started, of course, in America, as you do. Now, the idea for National Day to focus on the environment came to Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson, then a U.S. senator from Wisconsin, after witnessing the ravages of the 1969 massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. Inspired by the student anti-war movement, he realized that if he could infuse that energy with an emerging public consciousness about air and water pollution, it would force environmental protection onto the national political agenda. Senator Nelson announced the idea for the national teach-in on the environment to the national media, persuaded Pete McCloskey, a conservation-minded Republican congressman, to serve as his co-chair, and recruited Dennis Hayes from Harvard as national coordinator. Hayes built a national staff of 85 to promote events across the land. April 22nd, falling between spring break and final exams, was selected as the date. So there you go. On April 22nd, 1970, 20 million Americans took to the streets, parks, and auditoriums to demonstrate for a healthy, sustainable environment in massive coast-to-coast rallies. Thousands of colleges and universities organized protests against the deterioration of the environment. Groups that had been fighting against oil spills, polluting factories and power plants, raw sewage, toxic dumps, pesticides, freeways, the loss of wilderness, and the extinction of wildlife suddenly realized they shared common values. Earth Day in 1970 achieved a rare political alignment, enlisting support from Republicans and Democrats, rich and poor, city slickers and farmers, tycoons and labor leaders. By the end of that year, the first Earth Day had led to the creation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the passage of the Clean Air, Clean Water, and Endangered Species Act. It was a gamble, Gaylord recalled, but it worked. So, ayan.
Ayan.
So, that's the history of Earth Day. Yes. Kaya ngayon is, worldwide na siyang talagang in-observe na siya. Mm-hmm. So, yan. Ano ba ngayon ang gagawin natin sa Earth Day? Anong ma-contribute natin ngayon? Say, for example, if you're throwing plastic bottles in the ordinary rubbish bin, please make an effort just for today to put it in the recyclable bin that says plastic. That says plastic only.
It's just a matter of yung bang being responsible ba?
It's a totoo lang, Ate Jo. Yeah. Kasi pag, it has to start from us, being conscious about it. And if you leave your lights on all night, start switching them off tonight. And every night.
Magbabayad ka na marami. Yan ang masaklap. Yeah. Magbabayad ka na marami. So, let alone lang. Yung modem mo, magdamag maghapon. Yeah.
And if you throw... Hindi oil na. on the drains. Mm-hmm. Yung cooking oil natin, please huwag niyong i-throw yan sa down the drain. Mm-hmm. I never ever throw.
Bakit yan itatapon doon?
Oh, because sa when you are washing your pan, your frying pan, meron pang oil yon.
Yung used oil pati. Oh.
Just just wipe it with
paper towels.
Alisin mo, tapos lagay mo sa plastic yon.
Yeah.
Well, plastic again, ano? I don't think we could get away with plastic kasi very convenient yung plastic. But at least we minimize by yung use natin.
That's correct,
In
yes.
fact, kanina, I'm very proud of myself. I went to New World, nag-shopping ako, no? I brought my own bags.
Matagal ko na yung ginagawa.
Yeah, but sometimes you forget them in the boot of your car.
Malapit na naman tayong matapos. At ngayon po ay isang magpatugtog po kami ng Basil Valdez while saying goodbye to you guys. Ito po, enjoy kayo and then we will say our goodbyes. Yan, Ate Jo.
Mamaya.
Okay. So, mamaya na lang daw kami mag-say goodbye sa inyo, okay? So, enjoy muna kayo and then we will say goodbye shortly.
Ikaw ay makitang muli. Eto na siguro ang hinihintay na sandali. Sumisikip ang dibdib sa naghalong tuwat ka ba? Paano masasabi ko kaya sa'yo? At palaging naroon ka dahil nasa puso ay isang kaibigan pala. Lumalakas lang ang loob pag ika'y malayo pa. Akalain ko bang ikaw lamang pala ang hinihintay at hinahanap kung saan saan sasama at iharap sa kinabukasan ang kinakailangan ko nang di na mag-isa mula ngayon hanggang katapusan. Sabi sa'yo gulong-gulo ang isip at palaging naroon ka dahil nasa puso ay isang kaibigan pala. Lumalakas lang ang loob.
Sa ngalan po ng ating producer si Tita Verse na very busy po ngayon, ito po si Ate Jo nagsasabing maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig at syempre gusto po nating pasalamatan lahat ng ating mga sponsors, especially ang Planet Earth Travel. So maraming salamat po, hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Ito naman si Lisa, magandang hapon sa ilang kanilang lahat.
Ayan, ako naman po si Manang Trini. Daghang kayong salamat sa permi ninyong pagpaminaw sa atong kadasimana nga programa. Natapos na humana na po ang among usa ka oras nga pag-istorya namo dinhi sa radyo. Yes, in behalf of Tita Verge, thank you very much. And of course, remember, it's Earth Day today, so please do your part with the environment. Thank you so much and we'll see you again next week.
pang dibdib sa naghalong tuwak ka ba? Paano masasabi ko kaya sa'yo? Gulong-gulo ang isip at palaging naroon ka. Dahil nasa puso ay isang kaibigan pala. Lumalakas lang ang loob pag ika'y malayo pa. Akalain ko bang ikaw lamang pala.